Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 51 of the year, Friday, February 20th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading up to America's Dairyland today, the great state of Wisconsin. And we are looking directly at the political and cultural engine of the state's liberal wing, District 2. This district is anchored by the capital city of Madison and the University of Wisconsin. It is one of the most highly educated progressive areas in the entire Midwest. And today we are profiling the man who has represented it for over a decade, Democrat Mark Pocan.
Stephen, Representative Pocan is such a vital figure in the Democratic caucus because he bridges a gap that a lot of politicians struggle with. When people think of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, they usually think of the coastal lawmakers, New York or California. Mark Pocan is the Midwestern anchor of the progressive movement, and his background gives him a unique kind of credibility. Before he spent 14 years in the state assembly, and before he succeeded Tammy Baldwin in Congress, he was a small business owner. But not just any business. He owned a union-affiliated specialty print shop in Madison.
And that is such an important distinction. He is a progressive, but he knows what it means to sign the front of a paycheck, manage a payroll, and negotiate a union contract. He brings that exact blue-collar, pro-labor mentality to everything he does in Washington. He actually co-founded the Labor Caucus in the House. He is also the co-chair of the LGBT Equality Caucus, fighting relentlessly for civil rights. He is basically the strategic architect who tries to keep the different factions of the progressive movement marching in the same direction.
And in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, that strategic direction is pointed directly at the new Trump administration. Pocan sits as a senior member of the House Appropriations Committee. That is the committee that actually controls the federal checkbook. Specifically, he sits on the Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education Subcommittee. Because of that position, he has been waging an absolute war to protect federal health care from being privatized or gutted by corporate interests.
Let's talk about that health care fight, because he just dropped a massive legislative bomb late last year. In November of 2025, Pocan introduced an eight-bill legislative package specifically targeting Medicare Advantage. For our listeners who don't know, Medicare Advantage is essentially private corporate health insurance that is heavily subsidized by the government. Pocan argues that these massive insurance companies are making billions in profits by purposely delaying and denying life-saving care to senior citizens.
It is a huge issue. And Pocan's flagship bill in that package is called the Denials Don't Pay Act. It essentially penalizes corporate insurance companies that use dangerous prior authorization requirements to withhold medical care. He also introduced the Disclose Your Denials Act, which forces these companies to loudly and visually display their denial rates in all their television commercials. He is telling these companies, if you are going to masquerade as Medicare, you have to actually provide the care. It is one of the most aggressive anti-corporate healthcare packages we have seen in years.
But his battles aren't just limited to legislation. Over the last few months, Pocan has emerged as one of the most ferocious oversight watchdogs taking on the new president's cabinet. He has weaponized his committee seats to demand answers from agency heads. Just look at his clashes with the Department of Health and Human Services. The new HHS Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., quietly moved to shut down federal funding for specific LGBTQ+ suicide prevention hotlines. Pocan went ballistic. He publicly cornered Kennedy at a hearing, demanded meetings, and refused to let the issue get swept under the rug.
He took that exact same combative energy to the State Department. Recently, Secretary of State Marco Rubio made a highly controversial decision to incinerate nearly 500 metric tons of emergency food aid and withheld critical MPOX vaccines that were promised to African countries experiencing outbreaks. Pocan organized dozens of his colleagues to slam the decision, arguing that you don't use global humanitarian aid as a partisan political weapon. He is constantly playing offense on behalf of marginalized communities, both domestically and internationally.
And that combative oversight extends directly to the military. Pocan is the co-founder and co-chair of the Defense Spending Reduction Caucus. We just saw the federal defense budget get pushed over the $1 trillion mark for the first time in history. Pocan was one of the loudest voices voting against it. He argues that the Pentagon cannot even pass a basic financial audit, yet Congress keeps giving them a blank check while telling working-class Americans there isn't enough money for schools or housing.
Which is exactly why, just last week, in February 2026, he introduced the Audit the Pentagon Act of 2026. He is demanding structural, baseline accountability from the Department of Defense, and he is doing all of this while still securing massive wins for his home district. Because Madison is a powerhouse, you have the University of Wisconsin-Madison, which relies heavily on federal research grants. You have a massive biotechnology and software sector, including Epic Systems, right in his backyard. He just secured nearly $12 million in specific earmarks for local community projects in the FY2026 funding process.
He really doesn't have to worry about looking over his shoulder at a general election either. Wisconsin as a state is a brutal 50-50 battleground, but the 2nd District is a D+23 fortress. Dane County is the absolute bedrock of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. Because he represents such a safe, progressive area, he is completely free to be the aggressive, unapologetic attack dog for the left wing of the party in Washington.
The union print shop owner who became a national leader.
The cardinal of the Progressive Caucus holding the cabinet accountable.
That is Representative Mark Pocan.
That is our profile for Wisconsin's 2nd District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.